This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Dame Bandabla. Today is the last day for filing nominations for the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in the first phase. These include 5 seats in Assam, 2 seats each in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya and 1 seat each in Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura. The scrutiny of the nominations will take place on the 28th of this month and the last date for the withdrawal of candidature is 30th March. Voting will be held on 19th of April. Two sitting MPs, Agatha K. Sangma of the National People's Party and Vincent H. Pala of the Congress, filed their nomination papers yesterday seeking re-election to the Tura and Shillong Lok Sabha seats respectively. The MLA from Gambagre constituency in the Garo Hills, Saleng A. Sangma of the Congress, also filed his papers to contest for the two Tura Lok Sabha seat. Ricky Andrew J. Sinkan of the Voice of the People's Party filed his nomination papers to contest for the one Shillong Lok Sabha seat. Manuel Badwar also filed his nomination papers as a Congress candidate to contest for the Shillong Lok Sabha seat. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju filed his nomination from the Arunachal West Parliamentary constituency yesterday. Congress candidate from the constituency, former Chief Minister of the State Nabam Tuki, also filed his nomination paper for this seat yesterday. Arunachal Pradesh has 2 Lok Sabha constituencies and the polling for the same will be held in the first phase of the 19th of next month. Senior BJP leader and the Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal filed his nomination papers from the Dibrugarh seat in Assam yesterday. Lakhimpur MP Pradhan Barwa also submitted his nomination papers seeking re-election from the seat. Congress MP and son of former Chief Minister Tarun Gogoi, Gaurav Gogoi, filed his nomination from the Jorhat Lok Sabha constituency. Assam Jatiya Parishad Chief and former All Assam Students Union leader Lorin Jyoti Gogoi filed his nomination from Dibrugarh. 11 candidates filed their nomination papers yesterday for the first phase of the Lok Sabha polls in Assam. The People's Democratic Alliance consensus candidate Chumbin Muri yesterday filed his nomination papers to contest for Nagaland's lone parliamentary seat in the Lok Sabha. Indian National Congress candidate S. Supong Meran Jamir also filed his nomination papers. So far, a total of 3 candidates have filed their nominations in Nagaland for the coming Lok Sabha elections. Independent candidate Hayithung Thongau Lotha had filed his nomination papers on 23rd of March. Manipur Education Minister Thonaujam Basantakumar Singh of the BJP will be contesting for the inner Manipur parliamentary seat in the coming election. Renowned film actor R.K. Somorendro filed his nomination papers yesterday as a candidate of the Manipur People's Party. 2 candidates, one for inner and another for outer Lok Sabha seats of Manipur, have so far submitted their nomination papers to contest for the general elections. In Tripura, 2 to 3 complaints of violation of Model Code of Conduct have been received and response to the court violation has been submitted appropriately. Talking to Akashvani News, Agartala Returning Officer and District Magistrate for Tripura West Parliamentary Constituency, Vishal Kumar said that those who were found guilty from the Election Department have been issued show cause notices. The Election Department has been holding regular meetings with political parties for smooth conduct of elections. 5 observers, which include 2 general, 2 police and 1 expenditure observer deputed by the Election Commission of India, have reached Agartala. The deadline for online submission of the application form for the Common University Entrance Test or the CUET has been extended to the 31st of this month. UGC Chairman M. Jagadesh Kurma said the decision has been taken on the request received from candidates and other stakeholders. The CUET UG 2024 is being offered in 380 cities, including 26 cities outside India. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.